Sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour, an editorial review, brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on natural cures when we come back. You know, once in a while, we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton, for instance. Swinton was the guest of honor at a banquet given to him by the leaders of his craft, and someone who knew neither the press nor Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. And Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying that there's no such thing at this date of world's history, in 1880, in America, as an independent press. Now, you know it, and I know it. And there is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions. And if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. Now, I'm paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things. And any of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. And if I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. Now, the business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting of an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes, he said. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings, and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Well, you know, these rich men behind the scenes are the movers and shakers of the Global 2000 program and this New World Order, men and families like the Windsors, the Rockefellers, the Bushes and Bundys and Carnegies and Vanderbilt. That's why I contend that it's time for us to wise up and start listening more to the God of Abraham and stop following after all these crazy scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians, and let's prepare to live through and survive this New World Order and this Global 2000 insanity. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Global 2000, Bible prophecy, and this New World Order, why don't you call and order my 4-hour compact disc package. Remember, it's educational, it's entertaining, it's informative. Best of all, it's free. You can call and order one right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. And if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. Click onto the email, send us an email request. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email, send us an email request for that free general law CD package, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. Natural cures, they don't want you to know about. Who are these mysterious theys? Well, in Chapter 4, Trudeau identifies 68 of these theys, and I thought it would be kind of instructive for us to take a look at who are the opponents of natural cures. Now, last time I kind of took to task this goody-two-shoes attitude of let's put all of the allopathic medical doctors out of business. After all, that's what the allopathic medical doctors are doing, have been doing, and will continue to do to the naturopaths and chiropractors and the other alternative health care providers. It's a war is what you're dealing with. It's not a war where we're interested in freedom of speech and freedom of exchanging of ideas, and we're looking for better solutions for the people. We're looking to create a monopoly. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised, but if we could abolish all of or most of the regular MDs and replace them with naturopaths, we would have the same system of medicine with the naturopaths that we now have with the monopoly of the AMA. And that is, once people become the majority, they do everything they can to quash, eliminate competition. I'm all in favor of competition. If there are MDs, they'll keep the naturopaths in line, and if there are naturopaths, they'll keep the MDs in line. After all, if the MDs have a good idea, and you got to admit, chelation now was a very good idea. There are a lot of good ideas that come out of all kinds of places, and I'm opposed to destroying one group in favor of another group. I mean, after all, that's what the Jews are doing with their hate crimes legislation. It may well be true that Holocaust deniers are kooks. But if you deny them their right to free speech, who's next? And pretty soon, you have one group dictating what is good speech or politically correct, and everybody else has to shut up. I mean, we've tried that in Russia, didn't we, with the KGB? Hey, didn't we try that with Hitler's Gestapo? Why do we need to experiment here in America, Canada, or Australia with the suppression of free speech? So let's grow up and let's identify who these theys are, not with the intention of putting them out of business or creating our own monopoly, but let's identify our opponents. And let's just tell the truth about them. That's all you need to do. Just tell the truth. Expose them for what they're doing or what they're not doing or what you think they should be doing that they're not doing or what they're doing that they shouldn't be. And then let people decide for themselves whether they want to continue on going to these people. If you want to continue believing in the Food and Drug Administration, gosh, don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. I don't have any confidence in them. I'm not waiting for the FDA to protect me from the allopaths. I'm going to do it myself. Well, let's take a look here at the theys. Listen to this quotation. It says, "The thing that bugs me about the people is that the people think the FDA is protecting them. It isn't. What the FDA is doing and what the public thinks it's doing are as different as day and night." The guy that made that statement was Herbert Ley, MD. Herbert Ley, MD, former FDA commissioner. You got it right from the horse's mouth. That's one of the theys, the FDA. And here's the FDA commissioner, probably, you know, in one of his quieter moments saying, you know, now that I was the FDA commissioner and now I'm no longer the FDA commissioner, I think I'll just go ahead and tell people the truth. And the truth is, the FDA and what they do is something totally different than what people believe they're doing. Well, drugs and surgery are being promoted as the only answer to the prevention and cure of illness and disease. Natural cures are being suppressed and hidden from the public. So who is involved in this great lie? So let's expose the culprits. The pharmaceutical companies lead the list. They're number one. These include not only the companies that sell drugs, but also the companies that research and develop drugs. It also includes all of the suppliers in the healthcare industry of such things as syringes, gauze, medical tape, tubing, plastic bottles, tongue depressors. There are over 10,000 individual pharmaceutical pieces of equipment that are used up and have to be resupplied on an ongoing basis. The profits are astronomical. The money that this group of companies make is mind-boggling. Second, the food companies. Now you may ask, well, how do food companies get involved in healthcare? Well, there's a huge correlation between food and healthcare. And I'll explain this in detail in a later chapter. But keep in mind, many food companies are directly or indirectly involved in the pharmaceutical industry through corporate ownership, affiliated business transactions, or by the officers and directors personally owning stock in the pharmaceutical companies. Food companies include those companies that actually manufacture and sell food directly to us, but they also include fast food restaurants and the suppliers of the fast food industry, the actual growers of the food, the trade associations. The number of associations involved in the healthcare industry is enormous. So keep in mind that these associations are not in place to eliminate disease or keep people healthy. When you read their charters, you find that they are there to promote the disease in an effort to get additional funding and to protect its members, which are the drug companies and the doctors. And these associations include the Alzheimer's Association, the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, American Academy of Family Physicians, and the American Association of Gynecological Laparoscopics, and the Geriatric Psychiatry, and Immunologists, and Neurological Surgeons, and Respiratory Care. He has a list here of 68. I won't waste your time reading all of them off to you, but there are other outfits like the American Lung Association, and the American Liver Foundation, and the American Heart Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Red Cross, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, and Catholic Health Association of the United States, and so on and so forth. The list that I've just given here to you is the tip of the iceberg, and these associations are incredibly powerful. Remember, these associations are not organizations with a goal of curing and preventing disease or of protecting the consumer. These associations do not represent you. They represent their members. They represent the companies, the corporations, and the people that are making the money. Associations, such as the American Medical Association, have no interest in what benefits the consumer. They only have an interest in what benefits their members. And the people that run these associations have an interest in keeping their high-paying, cushy jobs. Let me pause here for a moment and tell you a little story. I had a guy come in here one time, and he's one of these anti-abortion guys. Now, I'm not opposed to anti-abortion guys. I'm all in favor of anti-abortion guys, and I toot their horn every now and again. But this guy was kind of a fanatic, you know. He wanted to abolish abortion in America, just like this fellow Trudeau here wants to abolish the American Medical Association. He wants to do away with the FDA and change things. He's not content. You know, most people are not content at free speech and equal rights to the platform and equal rights. What they want is superior rights. They want to quash the other guy. See, Jews are all in favor of free speech. For Jews, they're just opposed to free speech for Holocaust deniers. They're opposed to free speech for the Ku Klux Klan. I'm in favor of free speech for the Holocaust deniers, for the Jews, and for the Ku Klux Klan. I'm kind of a wild card in the bunch. Well, this guy was opposed to the abortion people. Came to school here, and he's sitting here in class, and he asked me, he said, what would you do if you wanted to promote my cause and abolish abortion? So I told him, and I said, what I would do is to set up a sting operation. It's against the law to violate these abortion statutes. And so I described to him the solution, and then he said, well, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to advance that solution that you have just explained to me to my association, to my side. And so he did. And he called back some time later. He was really disappointed, really disappointed. He said, I went down to Florida, and I told the anti-abortion people down there what your solution was, and they rejected it out of hand. And they said, nope, that'll never work, and besides that, we don't want to do it, and blah, blah, blah. And he was really bummed out, and he said, why are they so adamant in refusing a solution? And I said, because if there was ever a solution to the abortion controversy, the money will shut off. Did you hear that, kids? If you came up for a cure to cancer, it would shut off the money tree that literally millions of people make their livings off of cancer. And there are millions of people that make their living off of abortion. And they want the abortion controversy to continue forever. Just like the American Medical Association wants bad health to continue forever. Because, boys and girls, think about it pragmatically. Let's suppose that Kevin Trudeau is successful in his goal. God bless him. I hope he's successful. Because if we were to wake up one day and we healed our soil and we produced nutritious food that has all the vitamin C and the vitamins and minerals in it, then your body will be properly fed, and you'll have all the nutrition you need, and there'll be no more disease. Do you know what would happen if disease in America, just think of it, there was no more disease, no more diabetes, no more diabetics, no more cancer, no more cancer clinics? What would you do with all of the nurses in America that make their livings in the hospitals? Why would you have hospitals and doctor's offices? Why would you have health insurance? My God, can you imagine the world without disease? We would have instant economic crisis. We would have depression. You would have multiple millions of people unemployed overnight. Is that the kind of world you want to live in? A world filled with unemployed doctors and nurses and hospitals that are closed and boarded up like factories in Detroit? That's what Kevin Trudeau is trying to foist off on all of you people. A world with no sickness, no disease, with rampant unemployment in the hospitals. And all of the resulting losses, you know, to the insurance industry and everybody else that makes their living off of all of you sickies out there. Now, I'm a little more pragmatic, and I come along and I say, well, no, there is a God out there, you know, in the universe. And he kind of agrees with this guy Trudeau. He's opposed to disease. Did you know that? Yeah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's just as opposed to disease as this guy Trudeau. He's not in favor of heart attacks and strokes. In fact, in two chapters in the scripture, he gave you 33 articulable benefits, and a couple of three of them have to do with good health. And he gave you a couple of laws. One's called land Sabbaths, and the other's called Jubilees, and they're aimed at maintaining soil conditions, which are amenable to growing healthy plants, which have all of the nutrients in them that would have eliminated all disease. If we followed the 19 health laws of the Bible, there would be no disease on planet Earth. I mean, if everybody did. But, you know, God is a little different breed of cat. He tells you what the answer is, and then he says in chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, he says, now I'm going to set before you today life and death. If you follow my instructions and you practice land Sabbaths and Jubilees, you'll have life. And if you don't, you'll have death. Now why don't you go out and choose? And we have made our choice. And quite frankly, most people have chosen death. They choose cancer. Most people choose to smoke. I don't know of anybody that's smoking because somebody's holding a gun to their head and saying, puff on that cigarette, partner, and if you don't, I'm going to blow your brains out. Do you know of anybody that's being forced to smoke against their will and over their objection? Now they come along and they say to drugs, you know, these illegal drugs, just say no. And so they're teaching your children in the public schools, just say no. That's a good idea. I agree with that philosophy. I think that you should say no. I do. I say no to cocaine. I don't buy it. I say no to Tambucol and Nexium and drugs. It's witchcraft. It's prohibited in the scripture. And I just say no. I don't buy any drugs. And if everybody in America was a George Gordon, do you know what would happen? You know what would happen to the hospitals and the insurance industry? And they would all be upside down. They would be out of business. We would have instant depression if everybody was like me. But, you know, you should be thanking your lucky stars or God or somebody or Jesus or Buddha that everybody isn't like me. Or you'd have all this depression that Kevin Trudeau is advocating over here by eliminating disease, for crying out loud. So the God of Abraham, he's a little different breed of cat. He's all in favor of freedom of choice. Now, he came along and told you, let me give you these laws. Let me tell you what to eat. So in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, here's God. He comes along and he says, eat beef. It's good for you. You'll love it. And he says, don't eat pig. Now, we turn ourselves into vegetarians, and we're little weak, scrawny people. Or we go out and we eat meat, and we eat anything that wiggles, moves, and squirms. And then we get bad health. The vegetarians, they get bad health because they're undernourished, and then the overnourished people get fat as pigs, and then they get all kinds of diseases, and then they point their fingers at each other. You know, the meat eaters point their fingers at the vegetarians, and they say, look at you, weak-kneed, scrawny, skinny little people. And then the weak-kneed, scrawny, little skinny people point their fingers at the big, fat, obese meat eaters over here and say, well, look at you, fat pig. And neither side can see the truth of the matter, and that is balance. Now, it's a wild new idea called balance, that there are some meats that are fit to eat and some that aren't. And those vegetables that the vegetarians are eating over here, like as not, are lacking in vitamins and minerals because they're growing on nutrient-poor soil. And because of that, the poor vegetarian, he's not getting enough nutrients out of the food that he buys out of the grocery store. And so he's being shortchanged. And then, of course, the culprits behind it, and this guy Trudeau now is identifying the culprits. He's saying, you know, there's all of these food processors out here like Kraft and Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill and Tyson Foods, and they're all a part of the problem. And so the point I'm making here is that, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of choice are the subject matter of the scripture. God himself is not down here taking your Kraft American cheese away from you, for crying out loud. You know, you can make your choices just like I do. Here's what I'd like to advocate. I'd like to have food that has a label on it that says genetically modified organisms so that I could avoid it, so that I don't buy it. I really like the Nabisco people because on their packages they put hydrogenated vegetable oil and monosodium glutamate right on the label. And when I see MSG and hydrogenated vegetable oil, I put the package back. I leave it for you. I leave it for you other good people so that you can make your choices in life. Why should I take away from you your Oreo cookies, which you like so well? Or take away from you your Marlboro cigarettes, which make you feel so good? Or take away from you your Jack Daniels, which puts you into a stupor so that you don't have to face reality? No, you know, God himself is not taking away from you your right to choose, for crying out loud. So why should I do that? But as an educator, I really like this guy Trudeau, and I'm recommending his book. It's called Natural Cures, What They Don't Want You to Know About. And here's what's so good about the book. It gives you an opportunity to make a choice. You see, these 68 groups and organizations, you know, organizations like the American Heart Association want to take away from you your right to choose a natural cure called chelation. They don't want you to know about chelation. They want to hide and suppress that. Hell, I want to bring it out in the open. I want you to have that opportunity to make that choice. That's why I'm advocating this guy's book. That you ought to have a right to choose. And if you want to choose an allopathic medical doctor, God bless you, get after it. And then at age 47, when you die from cancer or something else, then when you come up in the judgment, you can say, well, maybe I didn't make the right choice. Maybe I could have made a better choice. And I'm sure God will agree with you. Yeah, you could have made a better choice than that, Bob. But heck, it was your choice to make, and you made it. There's an outfit called ACT UP. ACT UP. They're basically, I guess, to be AIDS victims. I don't know if they're all sodomites. But anyway, they're kind of violent people, and they run around chaining themselves to buildings and raising all kinds of hell. And their basic thrust in life is that they want the government to use taxpayer dollars, that's your money and mine, to find a cure to AIDS. Shucks, folks, there is a cure to AIDS. And this guy Trudeau points out what that cure is. So all of you ACT UP people over there, you don't have to get violent and get nasty with people. If you want to cure your AIDS, you can do that. The cure is right here in this book. So for all you people that have AIDS out there, hey, why don't you give this guy a shot for $30? What do you got to lose? You know, you people with AIDS are spending $100,000, I think it's $100,000 a year, on drugs here in the West. Drugs, by the way, that you could get for $8,000 in India. Now, you got to ask yourself, well, why is it that we have to pay $100,000 in California, but we can pay $8,000 and get the same drugs in India? Yeah, that's a good question. Good point. You can rest assured that the drug companies are making a profit in India. Now, why can't we make the same profit here in the United States? Or why do we have to make 16 times more here in the United States than in India? I don't know. Why don't you ask Mark? Anyway, the ACT UP people over here want me to spend my money to find a cure for their behavior. And I'm sitting here saying, I don't want to do that. I don't want to buy into that program. But I don't want to get in the way of sodomites and say, well, listen, you guys got to quit doing that. Well, wait a minute. You got all these Catholic priests, you know, that are sodomites and pedophiles in your church, for crying out loud. Do we want to get in the way of sodomites and pedophiles in the Catholic Church? I don't. And I got a choice. You know, I don't have to go to Catholic Church. I don't have to participate in that filth and perversion. I can make a choice. Now, in Leviticus chapter 18, it's the sex chapter in the Bible. So if you want to read about sex and perversion from the biblical point of view, just whip over to Leviticus chapter 18, and it'll tell you. And there's a little section in there that says that these perverts over here ought to be taken out and stoned to death. Stoned. I'm not talking about marijuana now. I'm talking about rocking them. You know, you tie them up to a stake, and you take 1,000 people, and you give them all one great big rock about the size of your fist, and everybody throws that rock at the guy who's tied up to the stake. And it feels real bad, I'm sure. And you stone him to death. You stone him until you kill him. Now, not just personally, good thing I'm not God, see, but just personally, if it was up to me, I not only would stone that Catholic priest for molesting 10-year-old children, I would stone the parents right along with the priest who sent that child into that Catholic church to have him molested, and who continue to send their children to those Catholic churches to have their children molested. I know it's a wild new idea, but I thought I'd throw that out there. Remember the book now is called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About? We're on chapter 4, and we're identifying the theys. Who is it that doesn't want you to know? This guy identifies them in spades. These are the people that want to take away from you your right to freedom of speech. They want to take away from you your right to know. I think we have a right to know whether there's GMOs in the Oreo cookies or not, and I'd like to know about that so that I can make a choice. I'm not trying to take your Oreo cookies away from you. I just want to know what the hell is in the Oreo cookies so that I can make a choice, so I can leave them lay. And if somebody else wants to buy them, that's their choice in life. Let's concentrate on more choice, more freedom of speech, and less oppression. I know it's a wild new idea. Hey, let me remind you here that the halfway point is here, and we have to tell you that you are listening to the Law Hour, and editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet, and that's done daily. For more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Remember, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools total. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc. For more information, please go to the homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed to the webpage as well. And the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, news, and current events, and we do that 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the Law School at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. The endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that the authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are necessarily going to reciprocate. Most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint may or may not be endorsed by, in whole or in part, by the Law Hour and editorial review. The opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you do hear on this program are mine, and they're mine alone. They do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, the management, or staff of this network or of this local radio station. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Reviewing the book Natural Cures by Kevin Trudeau. The Dynamite book is $29.95. I think I got this book out of Barnes & Noble. You can probably get it from any bookstore. It's a fairly recent book, 2004, I think, is the copyright date on it. And we're in Chapter 4, identifying who the theys are, the pharmaceutical industry, the government agencies, the charities and foundations. Now, listen to these charities. Charities and foundations are organizations, and they sound great, but have you ever met the people that run them? The officers and directors of most of these charities and foundations have huge salaries and enormous expense accounts. They fly first class, and sometimes they even fly on their own private jets. They stay in the most expensive hotels. They eat in the finest restaurants, and all with your donations. Some of these foundations and charities have been found to spend more than 40% of all of their donations on administration costs. Now, just think about that.
If a foundation used the money that it received to cure a disease, there would be no need for the foundation, and the fat cats would lose their prestigious jobs and all of the perks that go along with them. Yes, it's always about the money. But consider the second most powerful motivator for people is the combination of power and prestige. Think about that when you ask yourself, why are natural cures being hidden from us? Consider this. The Jerry Lewis Telethon has raised over $1 billion for muscular dystrophy, and yet more people have muscular dystrophy today than they did when Jerry Lewis began his campaign. The Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, boys and girls, is a total failure. They have not found a cure for muscular dystrophy. Boys and girls, there is a natural cure for muscular dystrophy. Did you know that? All right. Now, I'm not opposed to Jerry Lewis making money. And hell, I'm not opposed to Jerry Lewis running the telethon. He might not even make any money off of it. Probably doesn't. I'm sure he's pretty well healed. I don't think Jerry Lewis needs to make a lot of money, or Bill Gates, you know. And I think these people are probably, I may not have it 100% correct, but probably, pretty honest, sincere people. And they really want to do something to eliminate disease. So let me tell you where disease comes from. All disease comes from sick soil, and all sick soil comes from a failure to practice land Sabbaths and jubilees, which come from Leviticus chapter 25. It's just that simple. Now, I'm going to show you next week when we take a look at this thing of empty harvest. Empty harvest. What is the root cause for the produce that we eat that doesn't have the vitamins and minerals from which we are being starved, for which we are getting our diseases, or from which we're getting our diseases? Now, we get a disease, and Jerry Lewis comes on the TV, and he says, listen, send your dimes and dollars to me, the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, or the Jerry Lewis Foundation, or somebody, and let's find a cure for muscular dystrophy. Hey, that sounds real good, doesn't it? Sounds real good. There's already a cure for it, and there's a prevention for it. Why do we need to spend any more money? It's because we don't like that cure. We do not want the cure or the prevention that comes from the Bible or from God any more than we want tithing, which comes from God. Now, if you think about it, why would you rather pay 33% to the United States government in income tax than you would to pay God 10%? I don't know either, but Americans would rather pay 33% to the United States government than the IRS and then complain about it than they would to pay 10% to God. It's been that way for thousands of years. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally illogical, but that's the way we are. And the same thing is true with health and health care. We would rather spend billions of dollars looking for a pharmacological cure to muscular dystrophy than we would to eat correctly, follow Leviticus 11, practice the health laws of the Bible, and eliminate or not get the disease to start with. So, again, I disagree with Mr. Trudeau's approach in that I'm not opposed to Jerry Lewis and the muscular dystrophy people. I'm not opposed to fat cats flying around in Gulfstream jets on your money. If you want to donate your money to these foundations and these organizations so that these people can live well in Florida on your money, get after it. Don't let me get in your way. Hell, I'm all in favor of freedom of choice. But I don't want to do it. That's all. I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to. So I'm accused. Oftentimes I get emails in here or letters, and they'll say, you know, you're insensitive. You're crass. You're crude. Well, you don't have a good bedside manner. And I don't deny it, but hell, I'm not running for president. I don't have to be politically correct. I can just come on the air and say, hey, let me tell you where the bear does it. And if it offends you, change the dial. Don't listen to this. Shucks, don't let me spoil your day, rain on your parade. Now, Mr. Trudeau has done us a great service. He says these charities and foundations, and this is one that really bugs me. I couldn't agree with Trudeau more. They get a picture of a dirty little girl from Ecuador, a cute little trick, you know, maybe 4 years old. And there's tears running down her cheeks. And she's hungry. And she's starving. And so the caption says, won't you pay 50 cents a day to support little Carla? Of course I would pay 50 cents a day to support this starving little child. Send your money today and take your tax-exempt deduction. Two, and they give you a post office box. Then we find out when we look into this charity that 90% of the money that goes to this charity goes to support some guy living in a $5 million house in Florida who's flying around in a Gulfstream jet, and 10% of my money, let's say I sent him $100, 90 of it goes to support this guy in Florida, and 10 of it goes to support little Carla. Okay, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So I don't send money for little Carla down in Ecuador. She needs to be supported. She needs to be taken care of. But that's not the way to do it. At least it's not the way to do it in my view. There's got to be a better way to do that. And I support charity. And in fact, I practice third tithe, and I practice third tithe charity from the scripture. I know it's a wild new concept for most of you, but I follow the biblical methodology for supporting poor people, and I think it's a better program all in all. And I can't solve all the problems for all the people in Uganda and Ecuador and Ivory Coast, but I can solve some of the problems around in my local area. And if everybody did that, I think we'd eliminate poverty worldwide. But then nobody wants to follow the biblical rule. And that's your choice. Shucks, I don't want to get in your way. But I sure like the guy that's exposing it. And this guy, Kevin Trudeau, now is exposing, and that's what I like. I want him to tell me what's going on. Lobbyists. He comes up with another group. He says, this is the hidden secret group of people in Washington that most of you have no idea even exists. These people, on average, make between $300,000 and $400,000 a year, plus hundreds of thousands more in perks. Their job is simply to walk up to a congressman or senator and try to persuade them to a certain line of thinking or to pass a certain piece of legislation or to vote a certain way. Now, how do they do that? Well, the lobbyist can walk up to a member of Congress and say, please vote a certain way on this bill and I will give you $200,000. Now, that would be called a bribe, but what the lobbyist can do is say, do you have a son or daughter, Mr. Congressman? Oh, you do? Fantastic. You know, I know your son or daughter has absolutely no experience whatsoever, but we would like to give your son or daughter a job for $200,000 a year. And the best part is, they don't even have to show up for work. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Congressman, can you please vote a certain way on this particular piece of legislation which helps who I represent? These lobbyists also bribe members of Congress, although Congress has passed laws that make them legally not a bribe, by doing other things, such as giving me a campaign contribution for my reelection. Lobbyists may make huge donations to a congressman's favorite charity or school or hire companies that the congressman is affiliated with in some way. Folks, that's what's happening in Washington. Lobbyists absolutely bribe and pay off congressmen. But according to the law, it's not called a bribe or a payoff. It's technically legal. And who makes the law? The congressman. Then don't you think that's just real special? They make a law to make sure that what they do is legal. Now, can you begin to see why I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore? All right. Well, that's a good chapter there, Mr. Trudeau, and I'm very happy to report that. Now, by the way, when you buy this book, and I'm going to recommend that you spend the $30, there's a chapter back here in which Mr. Trudeau calls this the conclusion. He has some conclusions. And he has a newsletter that he puts out, and he has a political agenda, and you may say, God, that really appeals to me, and I want to participate in that. That's why I'm reviewing this guy's book, you know. I say, you know, I'd like to promote this guy's book and his information, because I think it's something that all of us ought to know. If everybody in America knew about the FDA and the charities and foundations and the lobbyists and the government agencies, I think that things would change. That's what education is all about, and of course, that's what the lobbyists don't want you to know. That's what the foundations don't want you to know. That's what the government agencies don't want you to know. And that's why I'm here. I'm a reporter, and I'm going to report what it is they don't want you to know. And that's what the name of this book is. It's Natural Cures That They Don't Want You to Know About. Chapter 4 is Identifying These They's. Okay, let's take a look at another they, government agencies. Primarily, the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission do not want you to know what's going on behind the scenes. And isn't it surprising that it's the Food and Drug Administration? Why not two separate agencies? Well, this organization is one of the most powerful organizations in the nation. They use Gestapo-like tactics to put natural cures out of business. They act as judge, jury, and executioner. I'm going to underline that. Remember, I reported that to you. It's called the FDA versus the people. I reported on the FDA and about their abuses. All right, well, in this book, this Kevin Trudeau is doing the same thing. And there's a lot to it, and there's a lot more you ought to know, more than I can give you here in a few minutes on the air. But I wanted to point you in the right direction that for $30 you can educate yourself if you're so desirous. I'm not knocking on your door, you know, handing you a tract and saying, gee, won't you buy the book? I only want to educate people that want to know. I do not want to tell you something that you don't want to hear, don't want to know, don't want to see. I was watching 60 Minutes the other day. I got to tell you a little story here. 60 Minutes had a segment on there about the head of the GAO, the Government Accounting Office. They call him the government's or the nation's top economist. And this guy says, all the numbers are big and all the numbers are bad. And he's going around the country, you know, with a $500 million a year budget, you know, telling you people out there where all this government money, all these tax dollars are being spent. And the 60 Minute interviewer, Steve Croft, I believe it was interviewing Senator Dorgan, I believe it is, from North Dakota. And what that senator said in that interview actually boggled my mind. I thought I was unboggleable, but it boggled me that he would make such an admission. But he was asked by Steve Croft. He said, do you believe the GAO report? And Dorgan said, yes, I believe it. And he said, it's bad, isn't it? And the senator said, yep, it's really bad. And he said, do all of the senators and representatives in the Congress know this? And Dorgan said, yep, they all know this. They all know this bad news. Yep, they all know this bad news. And then here comes the kicker. He says to Dorgan, he says, is there a consensus in Congress to do something about it? And Dorgan said, no, absolutely not. Think about that. Your senators and representatives all know that America is bankrupt and that our economy is going into a black hole. And it's being reported now in the mainstream press. That's 60 Minutes is about as mainstream as you can get. It's around CBS. Is there any consensus? No. And Croft asking why, and he says, well, because doing nothing is politically correct. Doing something is political suicide. Now, you know, you got to give old Bush, our president, a little credit. Bush came to you and he said, Social Security is untenable and it has to be corrected. Let's have Social Security reform. And so the lobbyists for these various groups, like the old folks, you know what they call that, the AARP? And they said, hell no, we won't go. Okay. And so Bush's plan is down the tubes. Well, okay. Shucks, I don't want to get in the way of your happiness and success. I'm pushing 70, kids, and I'm not on Social Security, and I'm not retiring, and I'm hunkering down, and I'm getting ready for the collapse of the economy, and not just the United States, the world's economy, because Social Security is going upside down, and you people are going to get paid every dollar that Social Security has ever promised you. Honest to God, I don't doubt for a moment that you're going to get your check in the mail. I don't think your check's going to buy very much down at Walmart, but you're going to get paid dollar for dollar every dollar you put in. Every 100 cent dollar that you put into the system, you're going to get paid 50 cent, 25 cent, 10 cent, 5 cent, and 2 cent dollars in return. God bless all of you. Let's hear it for Social Security. Now, for the 4 or 5 of you out there that still have your head screwed on straight, you ought to be thinking about the Office of Management and Budget and Senator Dorgan's honest view that every senator and every representative in the Congress knows and understands that the United States is bankrupt and that Social Security is going right into the toilet, right along with Medicare. I just thought I'd share that with you so I'd make your day. Government agencies like the FDA act as judge, jury, and executioner. They raid companies unannounced to seize products such as bread, herbal remedies, vitamins and minerals, computers and files, research data and equipment. They conduct these raids with armed agents with guns drawn. They seize harmless products, papers, documents, and computers. They act just like the Gestapo did in Nazi Germany, without provocation, with no consumer, customer, or consumer complaints, and without any warning. And there have been several outstanding books and articles written about how the FDA operates. But in the end, the FDA is the agency that approves drugs, and when a company gets a drug approved, it's like putting billions of dollars in profits into the bank. The companies will do anything to get the FDA to approve their drugs. And it's interesting to note that of the last 20 FDA commissioners, 12 of them went to work directly for the drug industry as soon as they left the FDA and were paid millions of dollars. Let's be honest, kids. That's a payoff. It's a bribe, and it should be illegal. It's a conflict of interest, and it's wrong, and more on the FDA in a later chapter. Okay, now let's go through each of these organizations, and let me show you that it is all about the money. And so he starts off with the pharmaceutical industry, and then research, and then he names these 68, and he says this is just the tip of the iceberg. And then there's advertising. He's got a section in here on the advertising is a part and parcel with this conspiracy. Let me tell you a little story here about advertising. There's an expose done on pasteurized milk down in Florida. And these two reporters went out, and they're going to expose the dairy people, you know, the good folks, you know, that bring you this milk. And the American, I think it was the American Dairy Association got after this TV station. And they said, if you put that report, that expose on the air, we are going to jerk our advertising from you. They did that to CBS. CBS was going to, 60 Minutes was going to put on an expose of the tobacco industry. This is quite a few years ago. And CBS, this is the only time that I know of that I can remember that 60 Minutes pulled a story because of the adverse consequences from the advertisers. Adverse consequences of the advertisers. You know, the advertising industry has tremendous economic sway over the media. You're not going to ever hear Katie Couric come out and tell you, let me tell you the truth about Kevin Trudeau and natural cures I don't want you to know about in the FDA or the pharmaceutical industry. There'll never be on CBS, NBC, or ABC any critical exposés of pharmaceuticals or medicine. Never. You're not going to see that. Why? Because, my God, most of their revenue comes from medicine. It's a $2 trillion a year industry. They're not going to bite the hand that feeds it. The corporate executives on Wall Street aren't going to allow it. And these mainstream media organizations like CBS, they're owned by other conglomerates, like NBC is owned by General Electric. General Electric is owned by, you know, just take a look around you. You're not going to find ABC, which is owned by Disney, I believe it is, biting the hand that feeds them by reporting on these kinds of stories. You know, it's time for us to grow up and get real. We need the information so that we can make informed, intelligent decisions for ourselves and for our own families. I'm not going to put Nabisco out of business. I'm not going to change Nabisco's recipe for Oreo cookies, for crying out loud. I'm just not going to buy Nabisco's Oreo cookies. Now, the ultimate end of this is this. If the American people ever grow up and get real and decide for themselves that they want to eat more nutritious foods, they can make that decision. Hell, they can make that decision today. And so can you, and so can I. I've already made the decision. I said, I'm not buying Oreo cookies, and I'm not smoking Marlboro cigarettes. You can make that decision, and you can make that decision for yourself without suing Liggett and Myers, without going out here and taking away somebody else's freedom to choose. I don't have to interfere with Nabisco and all of the millions of people that love Oreo cookies who are blissfully ignorant as to what those cookies are doing to their health and how those cookies are giving them cancer and killing them and causing them great pain and anguish and sadness. They can do that. They can educate themselves just like you're doing, just like I do, or anybody else can. And that's why I'm suggesting, and I'm going to give you another pitch here for Trudeau's book. It's called Natural Cures That They Don't Want You to Know About. Here's an opportunity for you to educate yourself to 50 natural cures for 50 diseases that are commonly looked upon as being incurable. And I don't doubt it. The medical doctor says, we can't cure cancer. We don't know what causes it. But in Trudeau's book, he tells you what the cure is. And there's 10 of them. 10 of them. You don't need to send any more money to the American Cancer Society to find a cure for cancer unless you want to support some fat cat at the American Cancer Society so he can fly around in his Gulfstream jet and live in a $5 million house in Fort Lauderdale. If you want to support that, get after it. But you don't have to. And there is a cure for cancer, and you can avail yourself of it. And the name of the book is called Natural Cures. The author is Kevin Trudeau. Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. Chapter 4 will identify in spades who all these they's are. He doesn't pull any punches. All right, kids, we're about out of time again, so let me remind you that you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in public interest. All right, that's it. Time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. Until then, thanks for listening, and good night, friends.